Excerpts from Homecomings by Erica Dreyfuss. They switched the television on. The screen showed athletes winning more medals, sunbathing by the pond, playing ping pong. But there were bulletins about something else, something beyond comprehension. Black September, the group was called. At least one Israeli athlete was dead. No one knew exactly how many were captive in Building 31 in that sunshiny Olympic village. Between the competitions, how can the games go on like that, they kept asking each other, when they could speak at all, and when they weren't mesmerized by the images of trucks marked with the all-too-familiar Polizei that suddenly seemed to fill Munich streets. They absorbed the interviews, including the one with the Israeli prime minister. More than anything else, more than appearing angry or vindictive or even fearful, Mrs. Meir looked deeply dejected, grieving, but that old determination showed in her not altogether downcast eyes when she refused to negotiate with the terrorists. "If we should give in," she said, her voice steady and sure, "no Israeli would be safe. Ever, anywhere. What had happened to the Israeli team during the night," she declared, "what was currently underway, was nothing except blackmail of the worst kind." Simone sighed. She's right. Nellie stood for a few moments with her hand on the phone, then returned to Joseph, and then she stayed on the sofa even after the reassuring initial reports, even while the others moved to the table for the meal, because she had a very bad feeling, which proved to be justified, because the Germans, so masterful at murder just a few short decades ago, had truly botched the job at the airport. They'd failed to kill the terrorists. So in the end, in addition to the two dead Israelis back at the village, the terrorists had, with the help of a grenade and a machine gun, much more effectively ended the lives of the other nine Jews. The commentators noted that the games had indeed paused 11 hours into the siege, and that there would be a memorial service in the morning.